with Ricky Meese.
Southbound on I-15 from downtown to the south interchange, still about 30 minutes, and then another 27 to 30 minutes from the south interchange to Lehigh. It is a solid slowdown, an ugly mess from downtown, and you do not get a break until you're passing 123rd South in Draper, northbound I-15. Heavy and slow as you're going from Bluffdale now through Sandy and westbound on the 21st South Freeway, heavy and slow between I-15 and the West Belt. Len Thomas?
Crash, it's eastbound I-80 at the ramp to southbound I-15 with a left lane closed as you get on the transition ramp to head southbound I-15. On the 215 West Belt, it is tight from I-80 to Parkway Boulevard, and you've got southbound Bangor slow from 21st South to 35th South. And that's South Belt I-215. It's very slow either direction, I-15 to Redwood Road. Mark?
Well, it's KSL travel time of 23 minutes now. That's not awful, not as bad as it's been sometimes at times this week on the afternoon rush, but between Salt Lake City and Farmington, still just shy of 30 minutes. The delays coming south Salt Lake to north Salt Lake are sluggish. Then you're really tightening coming up from Centerville, Legacy Parkway, up to Layton Hills Mall. Highway 89's been awful, basically from the I-15 split in spots all the way up to I-84, 215 at the north end, still very heavy coming up from I-80. School's out, but so is school lunch. Help the thousands of kids who are going hungry. Join Utah Food Bank's Summer Food and Fun Drive today at utahfoodbank.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.